Happy New Year!
I surely want you to start this year with happiness and joyful spirit in your life, in your family. And this week, many boys and girls will going back to school, and many of us already went back to the regular rhythm of new life in the new year. If you have not, probably it will be this week. And I would like to start that message for this year with the one stories. And I would like to share this story of the new a happy boy. This little happy boy always have some things to appreciate. And this boy received a gift from his parents over the week, over the Christmas season. Big bat and a little ball, baseball. And he was so excited. And on the New Year's Day, he was able to be in the field because his family finished up with their Christmas celebration and all the traditional things to do in the family. So finally, this little happy boy was free of the obligation to be part of all the parties that the parents went. And he was free to go to the park with a baseball bat and a baseball ball. Baseball. And he was so excited. He claimed himself that I am the greatest batter in the world. He tossed the ball in the air and he swung. He missed it. Strike one, he said. Well, there is another chance. So he tossed the ball up in the air and she swung the bat again. Strike two. He missed that. And he was kind of curious why he was keep missing the ball. Because he thinks that he is the greatest batter in the world. So he checked the bat. Something is not right with this bat, probably. And he looked it over. There is no hole. And then he looking up the ball, and it looks like this ball is not in a good shape for him to hit it. So he checked the ball, but it was a round, it is a decent ball because it's a new ball. So he said, all right, this is the time. I'm going to hit home run. So he tossed the ball up in the air. He swung. He missed it. Strike number three. Finally, the water, the tears welled up in his eye. He said, wow. I am the greatest pitcher. He knows how to have fun with a lot of things. He changed his perspective, who he was and who he will be. And today is a new day, in a new beginning, new year. First thing we said when we received the new year, we said, Happy New Year. Happy, it is the first word we usually said right after the New Year's Eve, the clock click into the midnight. And we said, Happy New Year! How happy are you today? How happy are you in this new year? The framework, it matters. How we see the world is matter. Like a little boy with the bat, our attitude, our frame of mind, and a response to the events around us matters in order to pursue happiness in our lives. The Bible tells us how to pursue this happiness in our life. Particularly in this morning, I selected a gospel, John chapter 13, verse 15 through 17. And it shows how to have a happier life, a happier new year. And let me read this passage for you. Gospel John chapter 13, verse 15 through 17. If you have a Bible, you may open it up and follow me. And I'm going to give you the different version of a New International Bible. But let's read. I changed my mind. Let's read it together because I think that it gives us a little bit of the idea how we can pursue the happiness in this new year. Let's read it together. Ready? Go. I have set you an example that you should not. I tell you the truth. No servant, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them. I have a different translation in here, verse 17. If you know these things is the teachings Jesus taught us. If you know these things, and happy are you if you do them. Knowing is one thing, but practicing what we know is another thing. In this passage, John chapter 13, verse 15 through 17 was given to us through the mouth of Jesus in writing of gospel, in writing of John, saying that you know, you heard a lot of the lessons and teachings of Jesus. Knowing is one thing, but if you wanted to pursue happiness in your life, practice what you know, what you learned. And we know enough to reform our life geared towards happiness. In a psychology field, they studied the happiness, how to make ourselves happier in our journey on the earth. They studied and they gave us that, they did some report some years ago back then. And I found the acronym from their study in the psychology field. It called Great Dream. Repeat after me. Great Dream. Repeat after me. Great Dream.
Great Dream.
This is the key word. In order to have a happier life, have a great dream in Jesus Christ. This is one summary of the message. If you do not get anything out of me today, have this statement. Have a great dream in Jesus Christ for pursuing the happiness in our life in 2013. Have a great dream. Great dream has some word for us. Great is related to outer attitude or the world outside of us. And a dream is related to the world inside of us. Great is about how we interact with the outside world in our daily activities. Our daily activities. How we interact. Let's see. Let us say, give me a G together. Ready? One, two, three. Give me a G. G is right there. G for giving. Do things for others. That he said that Christianity is not about self-serving. Do something about others. The mighty widow can do something. In the Bible said that. If you are not have a full of things what you are seeking, still you can pursue the happiness because you have something to share with others. Feelings about us and thinking about us. And you can count some blessings in your life that you can share with other people. Caring about others is a fundamental to our happiness. Helping others is not only good for them, but good for you and me, who act upon the need of others. Christianity is all about thinking and serving others in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus came to us because God thought of you and me so greatly. And God did something for you and me so you and I can have happiness and God can be happy, God too. The question for G, for giving, do things for others. What do you do to help others? Do you want to be happier? Happier every day and happier tomorrow. Do something for others. Question for you to ponder is, what do you do to help others? And the next word is G, and then great, and then let's say the R. Ready? One, two, three. Give me a R. R is right there. Let's read it together. are for relating, connect with the people. The question for this is, who matters most to you? Relating, connecting with the people. Relationships are the most important overall contributors to happiness. People with a strong and broad social relationship are happier. How's your social life? How connected you are to your spouse, your children, and your friend? Mostly, how connected you are to yourself, who you are. This year, I would like to encourage you to have one, at least one extra friend, one new friend in your life. Instead of having an old friend over and over, this is good. However, expand your social circle. Bring your friend to the church. Make a new friend. At least one person. That will make a whole lot different life you can live. That makes you to be a happier. Try it. I guarantee that you're going to have extra happiness in your life. You're going to be happier than ever before. And build a relationship. Who matters to you in your life for this new year? Do you think that someone is in need of extra help, has extra friends? Someone who can say, I love you. I accept you as you are. In order to have a happier this year, let us build R for relationship. Next word is E. Let us say, give me a E. E for exercising. Take care of your body. To be honest, I'm not good at this. I do exercise in the past, but my excuse for living in Chicago land is too cold. When I look at the Facebook and other people working out at the gym, and jogging in the kind of a chilled in the morning, wow, I give them a wow, but I just do say wow in the heated office, home office. And I am confess that I'm not good with this, but I needed to work on this. Exercising. If you have a good body, good healthy body, it connected to your emotion and spiritual being. It will give you a new energy. Our body and our mind are connected. Being active makes us happier as well as being good for our physical body. The question is, how do you stay active and healthy? How do we do this? How do we exercise our body? Are you guys with me? Let us do something about it. And I am making a public resolution in here. At least per day, I will walk 30 minutes. Instead of office to office and home to church, I will walk and I'm going to be on treadmill for 30 minutes per day. And more than 30 minutes, I don't think that I can take it. But some of you can take it more than 30 minutes, 1 hour, 2 hours, 3 hours, or whatever hours you have, and you can do it. But it's my, as of now, the do-over goal I have for this year is 30 minutes per day. And I hope that you're going to create some room to take care of your body and your diet also. And Song and I are not so good with that food, because Song loves food. And as whatever on the table he consumes, which is great for me, and yet I have not equipped myself yet to provide healthy food. First thing I tried for this new year is a steamed vegetable. And I learned through Song's mom over the phone while she was in the hospital, because I wanted to make sure we're going to be a happy body we're going to have for the new year. She said, boil the water and steam it. That is how you can steam the vegetable. All right, and sometimes, and I do make many mistakes. This time was not exceptional. And one bunch of the vegetable, it has to go to the trash. I am sorry that I waste food, but that is a part of the learning skill. And the second time I try, it turned out to be edible. Song said it is edible. And I asked Song whether should I provide this steamed vegetable to the church or other people for the potluck and other parties. He said, no, just for me. That tells how good I am to restore the health food, a healthy body in the house. But I'm still working, and I'm working on this, and I hope that you're going to work with me too. To be creative, to provide a healthy food and a healthy body and an exercise. And on the E for exercising, take care of your body. How do you stay active and healthy? You need to make a goal for this. And the next word is A. Let us say
A.
A. Let's read it together. Ready? Go.
A for appreciating.
Notice the world around. The question for this is, when do you stop and take notice? Appreciating. Appreciation and gratitude does not come with your 100 miles per hour life. You have to stop some moment to observe what is going on within you and around you. God created us in relationship. Relationship with God and relationship within us and relationship with others. God always puts someone in your life, even though sometimes we felt that we are the only one in the world who can feel whatever we are feeling. God puts someone in there. And then that someone is a God-sent angel. This angel can be your spouse. This angel can be your children. This angel can be your friend or neighbor and a stranger on the street. Stop for a moment every day, at least to observe and reflect. Without stopping for a moment, you cannot see anything. While I was driving to Minnesota, Milwaukee, and Song and I love to go to the ball game. Actually, my hubby loves to go to the ball game. And I just take along to make sure that we're gonna have a happy marriage life. In order to have a happy marriage life, and I needed to have a happy hubby in the house. And one of the greatest joy he experienced is at the ball game. So occasionally we do go on a ball game, and on the first sport event he and I had is going to the Milwaukee for the Bucks and a Spurs game, and Spurs were won, and we cheer for it. And when he was observing the games and appreciation while we are driving, and on the way he drove, on the way back I drove, and because he was tired, because he was cheering too much. And then I was driving, and he said, oh, look at this, there is a mall, there is a stuff, and I am driving. I cannot see anything but street and the light and car in front of me and car behind me, cars around me. Don't challenge me, I said. When I was speeding in 65 miles per hour in dark, I am very focused because our lives in the car is in my hands. And I wanted to make sure that we're going to go home safely and have a good night's sleep. But he was keep distracting me. Look at this. And at some point, I just pulled the car to the side. Let's look at it together. Other than I cannot observe whatever he was saying because I don't want to risk my life and his life and other people's life. Unless we stop, we cannot see the beauty around us. This year, 2013, I am encouraging you, including me, to stop for a moment each day to observe and reflect and appreciate God's given gift and blessing in our lives. You can find something around you to be thankful for. A for appreciation. Appreciating something. At least one thing per day, you can say thank you to someone. Say thank you. And that will bring extra happiness in your life. I'll guarantee that. And the next one is T. Let us say let's read together. T for trying out. Keep learning new things. Question for this is, what new things have you tried recently? What new things you learned this year so far? What new things did you learn today so far? What are the new things? Instead of doing the same thing over and over and over. Since we did it in the past, we are doing the same thing over and over. That is called the complacent. If we live it in a complacent, our head is getting bigger. That is called arrogance. It's going to exist in our life. With a learning heart, we cannot see the new things that what God is doing in our life. Try to learn something new every day. If you cannot go on the workshop or the classroom or somewhere, observe or sit down with your children. You're going to learn great things from your children for sure. They have wisdom of their life. And if you have not learned that yet, volunteer to be a Sunday school for this year. And you're going to learn by interacting with our children and youth. And then if you have not have enough time to do all the volunteer things with the young people in the church, one day, one Sunday, 1 hour, go to the nursery. Sit down with the nursery people and observe the little children in the classroom, in nursery. You will learn amazing things in your life. We can learn new things in our life. If we are willing to learn, in order to be happy or getting happier, try new things and you will have amazing things. T for trying out. Keep learning new things. Don't stop learning. After high school, you still have things to learn. After college, you have still more things to learn. After college, after go to giving birth to a child, still there are more things to learn. Learning is part of our life. When we stop learning in our journey on the earth, that means you are not living. God wants us to live abundantly. That means we abundance needed to be added to our life every day. Learn new things. Every day. This one is related to the outward. So great is about that our lives related to the outside. And then the next five one is dream. Great dream. Dream is about how we interact with the inside world in our daily activities. Our attitude. You heard the story about little happy boy in the beginning of the message. The attitude matters. Whatever goes on around us, we have no control over it, to be honest. But especially this one, I just wanted to let you know you can control the inward, the world inside of you. The attitude, you can control over that. Let us, there is a five word, D-R-E-A-M. Let us say that one word at a time. Let us say, give me a D.
Give me a D.
Who? Let us say it together. One, two, three.
Give me a D.
D for direction. Have a goal to look forward to. Goal. Not just goal that you cannot do anything about it. Goal, doable goal. What are your most important goals for this year? Make it one or two, which will be doable. Last year, actually, last Sunday was the last year, when I asked people, what was your New Year's resolution for 2012? Only one person raised their hand and who will remember that. That shows that you and I together have a short-term memory. This means this goal needed to be set for a short way, short-term, per month or per week. Create some goal for this coming week, which will be doable for you. What goal do you have? Feeling good about the future is important for our happiness. But however, how can we feel good if we have no measurement? Setting up the goal, doable goal. So that I am encouraging you to go home and make some goals for this coming week. And every week, if that is too long for you still, every day when you wake up, make a goal for the day, what you wanted to accomplish. One thing per day, what do you want to accomplish? Today, my goal is having an amazing spirit-filled worship with you today. That is my goal. I prepare myself for it, and then how I pray to God to give me the wisdom to deliver the message of the happiness so I can be happy, you can be happy, we can be happy together. Sounds like I'm singing something, right? And then the have some direction with your life. When you wake up, instead of doing the same thing over and over, do something and make a goal. And the next word is R. Let us say, give me a R. R for resilience. Find ways to bounce back. God does not say that you will be problem-free. When you become a Christian, when you accept Jesus Christ, when you follow Jesus Christ, God did not guarantee that your life will be problem-free, trouble-free. But God promised that God will be with us. We call Emmanuel. Emmanuel God. God promised to us. God is with us. God will be with us. But is it that the problem fills the life, challenge fills the life? Find the ways to bounce back. Create some tool how you can tune out from the negativities around you, but focus on the positive things around you and bounce back. One of the things that I use is remembering what God did in my life. One of the habits I have in my life is journaling. Every day, I said what God did for me, what I did for God, and how I needed to repent. And all the prayer requests, I wrote it out. And whenever I am so down and clueless with my life, I feel like I'm not going anywhere with my life, I bring it up, the journals I wrote in the past, and I just listed it out, how God has been blessed me throughout my life. That is one of the techniques I use to bounce myself back, to be sunny, to share the good news of Jesus Christ with other people. Everyone is a different mechanism we can take on because everybody's different. I pray that you will know how to bounce your back to be who you are and the resilience of all the negative things that put you down. You can be happy person because you are sons and daughters of God and you have a power to resist the negative power around you. And the next word is E. Let us say, give me an E. E for emotion. Take a positive approach. What are you feeling good about? Something good you feel might not be something feel good for others. You need to define what makes you happy, what makes you feel good. And you need to find out how you can create a positive emotion within you. Like a joy and gratitude, a contentment. And then those are the things that we can regenerate within ourselves. And tell yourself, I'm a good child of God. Let us say together, I'm a good child of God. Sounds like you are not so convinced that you are a good child of God. Let us say that with a conviction. Say, I am a good child of God. You are. Believe it or not. And no matter what other people said, you are the good child of God. You needed to tell yourself and reconfirm that you are the good child of God, regardless of whatever going on. And that this will tell true identity of you and going into the A. Let us go into the letter A. Let us say,
A
for acceptance. Be comfortable with who you are. Be comfortable with who you are. What is you like? Who are you really? You need to define this. God said, you are the beautiful child of God. You are the chosen child of God. You are blessed child of God. But you need to accept it. If you do not, this identity God given us will do nothing for you. That means you are not going to have a happy life this year and today too. You are the good child of God. And also define yourself who you are in the presence of God. Next word is M. Let us say, give me an M. M for meaning. Be part of something bigger. Something bigger. Do you have Jesus? Do you? If you have Jesus, say amen.
Amen.
This Jesus is bigger and powerful than the challenge you have in front of you. This Jesus can help you to get through it. Believe it. And then having a great dream in Jesus Christ will give us happier life this year. I pray that the year 2013 will be the year of happiness for you and for your family by having great dream. By having what?
Great.
Amen. The communion is part of the great dream God had for us. Before Jesus was sent to us, God had a great dream for you and me.